Floristry and Flirtation, a Merlin fic written by Ravenwild and read by C. Welsh for the Roundtable Gift Exchange 2024. This fic is rated teen and up audiences, no archive warnings apply, relationship Merlin Arthur Pendragon, with additional tags that include alternate universe flower shop, Merlin's a florist, Arthur's a flirt who's far too good looking for Merlin's sanity, flirting, and Merlin has a grading system for facial expressions. Summary. In which Arthur is an unreasonably attractive customer who is apparently intent on flirting, and Merlin's just a poor, hard-working florist trying to do his job, and who doesn't need reminded that he has an unfortunate thing for bossy blonde blokes, thank you very much. Author note. For my Merlin Bingo Square M3 Flower Shop AU. Thank you to Sage Owl for the brilliant beta. Arthur Pendragon, I'm here for the wedding flowers appointment. Merlin looks up from the bouquet of crimson chrysanthemums and ochre sunflowers that he's tying, and only just stops his mouth dropping open. If the yellow flowers are named after the sun, this man is the sun itself. Ugh, and what was that? Did Merlin just have spontaneous, poetic thoughts about a customer? Way to go, brain, he thinks. But Merlin can see where his brain is coming from. This man is just his type. God, it's so cringeworthy, fancying blonde guys all the time. Merlin really wishes he didn't. Although in this case, maybe it is forgivable. The man's golden hair is backlit by the light that is streaming in through the open doorway. He has chiselled features, deep blue eyes, a noble nose, dark pink lips. Lips that are pulled into a thin, hard line. Oops! Merlin realises he is probably gawping and he should stop doing that. The man's here to plan his wedding for Christ's sake, not to be drooled over. Looking like that, he must get drooled over all the time, Merlin thinks inwardly. Is there a problem? The man, Arthur, asks, frowning. Crap. Merlin has clearly been staring too long. Time to move out of dumbstruck mode. Sadly though, speed gabbling is apparently the only other thing he's capable of right now. No, come in. I'm expecting you. Lance left me a message to say you were coming. He's sorry he can't be here. I think he knows you from college, but his kid got sick and Gwen, that's his wife, but you probably know that. She's abroad for work, so he's on dad duty. Anyway, you're right on time. Always good to show up to a wedding on time, especially when you're a key part of the wedding party, right? So, way to go. Good work. Practicing your punctual arrival. Yes, Lancelot messaged me to say he wouldn't be here. Arthur cuts him off with a roll of his eyes. He said I'd be in good hands with someone called Merlin, so if you can just go and get Merlin, we can get started. The relief Merlin had been feeling at being stopped from prattling turns rapidly into indignation. I am Merlin, he points out with a level 7 glare, and I will be helping you today. He says in his best, I have done online customer service training, so don't mess with me voice. God, this guy is going to be trouble. No amount of prettiness makes up for being that rude. Merlin is going to have words with Lance about dumping appointments with arrogant arses like this on him. Blonde Prattface, as Merlin has mentally recatalogued him, looks extremely sceptical. But all he says is, okay then, Merlin, shall we get started? And has the nerve to look at his watch, as if somehow he has a better place to be, even though he arranged for the meeting to be at this time. Well, we can, but will the bride appreciate that? I would have thought she'd want us to wait for her, Merlin points out. He has done enough wedding appointments to know better than to start without the bride. Arthur raises an eyebrow. This is an all-male wedding. No bride, just grooms. Do you have a problem with that? What? No, of course not. Shit. Merlin is mortified Arthur would think that. He just didn't know. Lance hadn't told him anything about the wedding, only that his friend Arthur was coming in to talk about the flowers. Arthur seems unconvinced. If his earlier look was sceptical, he now looks challenging. His shoulders have tensed and he's sending a glare Merlin's way. Merlin's not familiar with Arthur's glare specifically, but he reckons by most standards this is anywhere between a level 6 and a level 8. Growing up with Uncle Gaius, the master of disapproving facial expressions, has given Merlin a peculiar fascination with cataloguing these things. Realising he needs to convince Arthur that he's not homophobic, he blurts out, "I'm bi, actually. Probably a 4 or 5 even on the Kinsey scale. So, you know, I'm all good with it being an all-male wedding party. No problemo." Merlin cringes inwardly. Did he really just say, no problemo? What is the matter with him and why did he bring the Kinsey scale into it? Way too much information. Arthur's sceptical look eases to maybe around a 3. He nods thoughtfully and seems to be willing to take Merlin's assurances of his gay credentials at face value. Merlin wouldn't have minded if Arthur had asked for proof. After all, the only way to provide proof in the current situation would be to snog Arthur, which wouldn't be a complete hardship. Fuck, now he's thinking about snogging a customer. A customer who is here because he's getting married. Merlin's not sure how much deeper he can possibly sink into the chasm of inappropriate thoughts in a work setting. Frantically, he tries to drag his focus back to Arthur's floral requirement. Yep, that's good. Merlin is all ready to focus on floristry and nothing else. But Lance definitely owes him one after this. Finally focused, or as focused as he's going to get, Merlin looks nervously at Arthur. He finds Arthur has tilted his head to the side and is looking at Merlin assessingly. "So you're bi," Arthur says, and Merlin nods, even though Arthur sounded more like he was pondering the information than questioning it. "Good to know." Arthur pauses and then continues. "Look, I'm sorry. We seem to have got off on the wrong foot." He runs his hand through his unfairly golden hair and stands up a little straighter, shoulders pushed back, and Merlin can't help but notice the way his shirt clings a little to his muscled chest. "Let me try again. Hi, I'm Arthur. You must be Merlin the florist. I'm delighted to meet you." And then Arthur smiles. Not a normal smile, but a full-on 5,000 lumen blaze of a smile, which makes his eyes sparkle and shows off an adorable, slightly crooked tooth. And Merlin thinks that is singularly unfair, because he just stopped himself from thinking inappropriate thoughts about the beautiful man in front of him. But that smile is making him feel like dropping to his knees and dissolving into a puddle of lustsick goo. No one should casually be using their glorious smile and stupidly attractive face to manipulate florists into forgiving them for being a prize prat. So, Merlin fully intends to neutralise Arthur's megawatt beam with the disdainful look it deserves. But instead, he dips his head and looks up through his eyelashes, replying, "Likewise, Arthur." And what the sycophantic fuck was that? Normally he reserves that kind of flirting for places with lots of alcohol, loud music and scantily clad people who are out for a bit of fun. Places where it's expected and appropriate. Talk about embarrassing himself. What is he thinking flirting with someone who is here to discuss their own wedding? Far from being offended, though, Arthur seems pleased. His smile becomes almost knowing. He extends his hand, and when Merlin takes it to shake, Arthur holds onto it a little longer than is necessary, and then slides their fingers along each other's as they finally let go, making Merlin's breath quicken despite himself. Merlin gives himself a shake. He's imagining things. Time to get down to business. His dick twitches and he grimaces at himself. Not that kind of business, jeez. "So," he says, "why don't we get started? If you'd like to come over here, we can look through our wedding portfolio and that will help me to get an idea of the kind of thing you're looking for. Merlin is pleased with how professional that sounded. He has this under control. The portfolio was on the counter and Merlin moves over to it, opening it to the first page. Arthur comes and stands beside him, so close that their arms are brushing, which is extremely distracting. Nevertheless, Merlin points at the first picture and explains how the couple had wanted a natural look for their wedding, so the arrangements used lots of native British species, like lilac and elderflower, mixed with sprays of wild roses. Merlin loved the flowers for this wedding. It was one of his all-time favourites. As Merlin turns to the next page, he realises his customer isn't even looking at the photographs. Arthur shifts so he's leaning his side against the counter and facing Merlin. He is blatantly looking him over. His eyes glance down to Merlin's mouth, and as he lifts them again to look Merlin in the eye, the pink tip of Arthur's tongue slips across his own lips, making them glisten. Merlin seems to have stopped breathing, so he tries to exhale subtly, but he realises Arthur's noticed him noticing what Arthur's doing. What is Arthur doing? Teasing? Flirting? Merlin gets a grip on himself. Arthur is just wetting his dry lips in the normal way anyone might when the air is warm, like it is today. The man's getting married, for goodness sake, so whatever he's doing, it isn't flirting with his wedding florist. "Carry on," Arthur says, somehow bossy and sexy, even though Merlin rebels at the idea that those two things go together. "This is all absolutely fascinating. Tell me about the next one," he drawls. And Merlin is pretty sure he's being teased, but when the idea makes Merlin start to frown, Arthur's smile shifts from smirk to something more genuine, and he nods at Merlin encouragingly. Merlin does not like the feeling that Arthur is toying with him, and it is absolutely not giving him a little thrill of excitement. At all. Anyway, whether he likes it or not is irrelevant. Lance is counting on him to get Arthur's business, and he has no choice but to continue. "Well," Merlin says, looking down at the portfolio again. For this next wedding, the theme was sea because the couple were keen sailors. Blue is actually quite a difficult colour to work with in flower arrangements because from a distance, dark blue blends with the foliage and can look like gaps in the arrangement. So we use sea holly and love in a mist, partly because of their appropriate names, but also because their light blue colour lifted the centrepiece and table arrangements. Merlin trails off because he senses Arthur's not paying attention to what he's saying and finds Arthur's not looking at the photographs Merlin is pointing out, but is instead staring at him again, head tilted to one side. "Love in a mist, huh? Sounds nice," Arthur says, distracted. His eyes never leave Merlin's and he says, "Tell me about another one," as he reaches out and covers Merlin's hand with his own. Head spinning slightly, Merlin gulps and uses the hand that isn't being covered by the warm solidity of Arthur's palm to turn the page. He's annoyed with himself that Arthur is making him feel hot all over and making his pulse rise. But then, Arthur is the most gorgeous blonde man he's ever been touched by, even if it is only the hands. He thinks he ought to move away, put some distance between them, but after all, he is only human, and also he's not the one who is about to get married. If anyone should be pulling away, it should be Arthur. So, after taking a deep breath, Merlin drags his attention away from the hot, heavy contact of their hands and starts explaining about the next couple who chose a sunset wedding theme of vermilion, hot pinks and vibrant oranges. He's doing well until he stutters to a halt along the tops of Merlin's fingers with the pad of his thumb. This is going too far. Merlin glares at Arthur and yanks his hand away. If he'd met Arthur in a bar and Arthur was actually single, he would be doing the opposite. But Arthur's behaviour is really inappropriate for someone who is engaged to be married. Hoping his look of severe disapproval is enough to get Arthur to stop betraying his future husband, he gathers himself and carries on. They wanted bold, dramatic arrangements, so we used sunflowers, gerberas, and red-hot pokers. He's interrupted by a splutter from Arthur. Red-hot pokers. There's no way that's a flower. Freudian slip there, Merlin? Merlin glares. Level 9 glare, no question. Arthur's accusation is quite outrageous. It is a flower, he admonishes. The Latin name is Nephophia. It's difficult to use in arrangements, but we do quite often. So red-hot pokers are 100% a valid topic for floristry discussion, not whatever you're implying, which I have no idea about. If Arthur wasn't uncomfortably close to the truth, that might not have come out quite so indignant. Merlin realises it would have given less away if he'd laughed it off. He gulps and bites his bottom lip. Arthur's eyes trace the action and darken. Okay, Arthur replies, tone conciliatory if still slightly teasing. I believe it's a real flower. Nephophy, whatever you said. Merlin feels somewhat mollified until Arthur continues with another glance at where Merlin is pulling his lip with his teeth. But you are very hot when you're annoyed. And what the fuck? Merlin can't believe it. You're getting married, Mr. Pendragon. We are here to discuss the flower arrangements for your wedding. That's hardly an appropriate thing to say to me. Arthur doesn't look chastised. Instead, he tips his head back and laughs. Merlin feels a hot flush racing up his neck and making his cheeks burn, because he doesn't understand this, but clearly Arthur thinks something he said is very funny. Does he think Merlin's being prudish? Maybe they have an open relationship. Is he about to get invited to a threesome? Maybe he completely misread it and Arthur wasn't flirting. He's never had a customer caress his hand before, but maybe that's something that blonde gods do, casually, with no regard for the mental well-being of poor florists on the receiving end of their behaviour. No, Merlin shakes himself. He doesn't know what Arthur's playing at, but it is in no way odd for Merlin to think that Arthur's behaviour has been out of line for someone who is a few months off their wedding day. He gets out the full Monty level 10 glare and snarls, "What? What's so funny?" Arthur almost gets his laughter under control, but then gasps around another chuckle. "You think I'm getting married?" Merlin looks at him like he's an idiot, because he clearly is an idiot. And normal customer florist behaviour went out the window a while ago, so Arthur doesn't deserve professional courtesy any longer. Yes, he says scornfully, getting several syllables out of the yes. You are here to choose flowers for your wedding, are you not? Arthur laughs again, eyes alight with merriment. Oh dear, I see what's happened. Lance didn't explain very well, did he? So, the important information that you don't seem to have is that it's not my wedding. It's my friends Percy Little and Graeme Woods. I'm their joint best man. Neither of them care about the flowers, so I said I'd sort them out. Oh, says Merlin. Which hardly seems adequate in the circumstances, but it's all he's got, given this rather surprising but crucial piece of information to which he has only just become privy. Then he remembers what happened when Arthur first arrived. Hang on, at the beginning I said about the groom needing show up for the wedding on time, and you didn't correct me. You deliberately let me think you were the groom. You said the wedding party needed show up on time. I'm in the wedding party. It's the best man's job to get the groom or grooms to the service on time. I thought that's what you meant. Oh, Merlin says again, somewhat abashed. But you thought I meant I was the... Arthur trails off, chuckling again. Oh dear, Merlin. Yeah, all right, shut up, you cabbage head. No need to embarrass me even more. Aw, and now you're annoyed again, Arthur smirks. Which, like I said, is a hot look on you. This again, Merlin growls, turning to Arthur and leaning into his space. He cocks his head, levels a challenging look at the blonde Adonis who's looking far too smug for Merlin's liking. Well, Merlin knows how to put him in his place. This will wipe that smirk off his face. Merlin will call his bluff. If you think I'm so hot, why don't you do something about it then, huh? It doesn't go how Merlin expects. Well, that's quite the invitation, Merlin the florist, Arthur says, leaning in close. Far too close. He raises his hand and his fingertips ghost across the back of Merlin's neck. Merlin's eyes flutter closed for a second despite himself. Arthur's breath is warm on his cheek. When he opens them again, Arthur's looking at him with an intensity that makes heat coil in his stomach. May I? Arthur murmurs. Merlin gives the smallest nod and Arthur closes the gap between them, lips warm and soft as they press against Merlin's. Maybe, Merlin thinks. He will forgive Lance for making him do this appointment, after all. The end. Author notes, thank you for reading. Merlin will hand deliver a virtual flower to anyone leaving kudos or comments when he's just finished snogging Arthur. Wink. Reader notes, this was recorded for Ravenwells for the Merlin Fic Book. No, Merlin Fic. Yeah, Merlin Fic Book Club. I'm a mod, I should know. Merlin Fic Book Club server. Yeah, Roundtable. Roundtable Gift Exchange 2024. Because it says my name at the start, so it won't be anonymous in the thing, I'm going to hopefully put this into the group as late as possible so it doesn't spoil things too much. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed this. This was a lot of fun to record, so I'm really glad that I got you Ravenwells for this, because this was just so much fun to do. There are other fics and art and things coming out of this. You can see them all in the Roundtable Gift... I can't say any words anymore. The Roundtable Gift Exchange 2024 collection. Don't know why I've gone into nature documentary voice. Anyway, you'll be able to find lots of other works in that collection. So go and check it out. It's linked on the AO3 page where you downloaded this. And while you're heading on back to AO3, why don't you go and leave comments and kudos for the original author? Again, all linked on the AO3 page where you downloaded this. So yeah, check all that out. Thanks to Ravenwells. Hope you Ravenwells enjoy this, and hope you, listener who is not Ravenwells, enjoyed this. What am I saying anymore? Anyway, thanks for listening. Bloopers. Frantically, he tries to drag his focus back to Arthur's floral requirements. Am I saying that right? Floral requirements. Floral requirements. One of those will do. And dissolving into a puddle. Bleh. But instead, he dips his head and... Bleh, bleh, come on. And scantily clap... So the arrangements use lots of native British species. And as he lifts them again to look Merlin in. It's in the normal way anyone might when they are. When they are, because Arthur shifts his hand and starts stroking teasingly along the tops of Merlin's hoping his look of severe disapproval is enough to get Arthur this isn't even difficult. Yes. That's the same one each time. Arthur laughs again. Merlin will hand deliver a virtual flower to anyone leaving kudos or comments when he's just finished snogging off. stop saying schnogging. When he's just finished snogging Arthur, the train. You chose to live it.